T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Paul Henning from BruceCityBucks.com. Joining us, and Paul, here's the question. I guess it's burning more than anything. Do you think this team has that same level of energy and the ability to do it in someone else's house come tomorrow night in Game 5?
I think they do. I think they've made some adjustments, and they're getting contributions from players that they didn't expect to when you began this series, when you were in Boston. So I think the series has shifted, and I mean, they'll have to go out there and actually do it now. But if everybody continues to play the way that they played in games 3 and 4, there's no reason that they can't win the series.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that this type of level of intensity is going to continue, just because we haven't seen it steady all season long. But then again, we haven't seen them play like this all season long. So I don't know if I can sit here and say that anything's possible, or maybe just some of the adjustments, if you want to call them that, you know, with John Henson being down and Thon Maker getting more minutes. I don't know if you can call it that the adjustments have somehow, in some way, shape, or form, sparked this team. But it was interesting that Jason Terry said the guys we're going to rely upon is going to be Jabari Parker after his comments last Thursday. And then Thon Maker, of all people, we looked at him like he had two heads. And sure enough, those two guys have come up huge. What do you think has been the game for them?
Well, I think Brogdon has been an unsung hero. His stats aren't going to jump out off the page on you, but he's hitting clutch jumpers when they counted yesterday. And he's really a steadying presence in that starting lineup. And he gives them another ball handler, which is something that Tony Snell is not doing. So Malcolm Brogdon allows Bledsoe to kind of play off the ball a little bit. And he really is a calming presence out there for him. And then Dellavedova, he's the guy that the Bucks signed when they got him from the Cavaliers. They wanted a guy who was going to come in, especially for the playoffs, and be a disruptor at the defensive end on opposing guards who were giving us trouble. And you know, Joe Prunty has been going to him early. He's been putting him on Terry Rozier, and he has not been the same Terry Rozier that we saw in games 1 and 2 in Boston. And then Thon Maker is just showing us what his potential is and what his ability is that he showed us last year, which we haven't seen at all this year. So I think, you know, those three factors are really swinging the favor of the series in towards the Bucks right now.
When you look at the way this team has performed, I said two things. One is obviously sharing the basketball and the fact that they have 20-plus assists in each of the games that either they won or they were incredibly competitive, the game that they went and took into overtime. It's always been stated that when they don't play selfish basketball, this team has the ability to win and beat anybody consistently. I guess if you're looking at being a coach in the coach's mind of Joe Prunty, how do you get these guys to understand that sharing the basketball is the way to go?
Well, I think, like you said, you know, it's obvious. It shows up in the results that this team wins when they play more team basketball rather than falling back into the isolation. And I think, you know, it goes back to, you know, having those two guys, Brogdon and Dellavedova, back in the top eight rotation, whether they start or come off the bench. Just having those guys out there being ball handlers, being defenders, being guys that are going to make the right play and make the right pass. That has a huge impact on this whole team, and sharing is, you know, contagious. And when everybody starts moving the ball, everybody's more comfortable knowing that it's going to come back to them, and they're looking for the right play. Because you know, you saw Jabari Parker in, you know, some games in the regular season where he would get the ball and he wasn't looking to pass it again. He was looking to score because he didn't know if it would be coming back to him. And now, you know, he's been a big impact off the bench. And he's moving the ball in a team fashion. When he gets the pass, he's looking to move it again to find the right shot. He's challenging the Celtics on every shot that they're taking. So it's become infectious for this team to play hard and play for the guy next to him, and not just for the coaches on the bench that are screaming at him.
Why have we not seen this type of play out of Thon Maker consistently all season long?
I think that's the $64,000 question. I wish I could tell you. I really don't know what's been going on in his head or with his development, why he's taken such a huge step back, because he looked ready to go when Jabari Parker went down last year and they switched up the starting lineup and put Thon Maker in there. The Bucks cruised for the rest of the season with a 20-10 record, and their defense looked completely different with him in the lineup. So the fact that he wasn't able to come back this season and bring that, I really couldn't tell you. You know, he has kept a great attitude, and everything that everybody says, Thon Maker is one of the hardest workers out there. But for whatever reason, it just didn't click and didn't work. But he still stayed ready, and now that Prunty had to go to him out of necessity because John Henson went down, Thon Maker's bringing it. And you know, Giannis said it. He's helping to swing the series towards the Bucks' favor. So if they can just capture that, if they can just kind of ride that momentum, a lot of times when it comes to playoffs, it's all about being hot at the right time. And the Bucks obviously weren't ready in Boston for games one or two. You know, they played a good game in game one, but they got punched in the mouth in game two. Now they've made some adjustments, Stevens is going to make some adjustments, the Prunty's adjustments. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But I think that they're, understanding what it takes to win these playoff games now. And I think they're going to go into Boston with a killer mentality that they need to take game five. Whoever takes game five is putting themselves in the position to win the series. It's come down to a three-game series, but whoever takes game five is most likely going to win the series.
Talking with Paul Henning of BruceCityBucks.com, and I hardly ever go in this direction. It's just become an area of conversation, but the officiating, if you had to kind of grade it out, how bad has it been in this series?
It's been pretty bad. It really felt like Boston was getting those home cooking calls in Boston, and we thought maybe they would kind of swing the Bucks away when they came back to Milwaukee, playing in front of the home crowd. But Giannis is going into a territory where he's almost like Shaq in that he's such an unguardable player. And if Giannis got called for every foul that he received from the other team, he'd probably be shooting 20 or 25 free throws per game. And refs aren't going to slow the game down that much. They're going to let him play. But some of these errors are just completely egregious. You really wonder what they're watching because, they're making a lot of calls that really just make you scratch your head. And you'd think that the NBA wants to, continue the series. They want more games. They typically want the star to advance. Giannis is the star. And I hate to talk about the NBA in that fashion, but it's been a star-driven league for a long time. And typically, you want to support those stars and you want them to advance. They don't want to have an unfair advantage. So, the officiating is bad, but the Bucks can still win games without having to resort to that as a reason for losses.
Jabari speaks out, talks about playing time, wanting to play. Everybody appreciates the passion, but everybody said the timing of it might not have been the best. And clearly he's got an agenda because he's looking to get paid at the end of the season. So do you feel his increased minutes have been because of his play or because of his mouth?
Well, I don't think that, Joe Prunty would give him those minutes if he didn't deserve it. We saw games one and two. He didn't really deserve to be out there on the floor with the mentality and the energy and the mindset that Jabari was playing with. He wasn't ready for those playoff mentalities, that mindset in Boston. He was completely overwhelmed on the defensive end. He wasn't playing a team game, and Jabari Parker just playing wasn't good enough. But everybody within that organization, everybody outside can see that he's immensely talented. And his number one skill when the Bucks drafted him was scoring. So it's not a good, he's got to bring that energy. He's got to bring that effort. He's got to bring that awareness of where he's supposed to be, who he's supposed to defend, and how he can make impacts other than scoring the ball. And he brought that in games three and four at home. We saw, Jabari Parker had three blocks and a couple steals yesterday, and that's something he's never done in his career before, three blocks, two steals. So that's insane to see, him be able to play at that level, because then it frustrates everybody and say, why couldn't you be doing this the whole time? But Jabari is still developing as a player. He lost a significant amount of development, going through the ACL surgeries. When you're just learning how to walk and run and jump again, you're not necessarily working on your advanced defensive awareness and skills in that aspect. So he lost a lot of skill development by going down and not experiencing those other playoff series and not experiencing all those other games that he missed. So if he continues to bring it to, at both ends of the floor, Jabari Parker can absolutely make an impact at the defensive end. And everybody that was out there, you know, on Twitter and in the ESPN, you know, analytics ranks saying, you know, the Bucks have to bench Jabari Parker. They're all eating crow right now because they're winning games with Jabari Parker contributing.
Yeah, who knows that would happen, right?
They absolutely know that, you know, he's a big part of this organization. For right now, this summer, there's going to be a lot of questions, but right now they need Jabari Parker to win this series, and he showed up in 3 and 4, so hopefully he can continue.
Real quick before I let you go, Dellavedova and his defensive play hasn't had a ton of them as far as big moments, but boy, he's had a couple of key steals, and I'm not going to say unsung hero because I believe I agree with you when it comes to Malcolm Brogdon being the straw that kind of stirs the drink, but Dellavedova's, his defense is coming big in this thing too.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Bledsoe has been a huge disappointment. He has not been able to bring it consistently. He's not found his shot. He's not finding a rhythm out there. He put up an average stat line in game 3, but he dropped back down to below average in game 4. So Prunty going to Dellavedova early and often has been another steady enforce where he's checking Terry Rozier, you know, 94 feet pretty much. He's making them work for every inch of the floor. He wants to advance the ball, which is exactly what you got to do with a guy like Terry Rozier, who was blowing up on Bledsoe in games 1 and 2. So to see him able to come out and make an impact, I mean, he had 4 or 5 assists. He had a 3. He had a nice floater in the lane. So he's just making the smart play out there. You know, Deli's not trying to do too much, which is one of his complaints, you know, earlier in the season was he was going out there and just trying to do too much. And he just needs to go out there and just be the floor general that that we know he can be, play within himself, take the open look. So he's been a huge fallback option when Bledsoe hasn't been able to produce at either end of the floor.
Always good to chat. We'll probably touch base again real soon, Paul, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, pal.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Henning from BrewCityBucks.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now, and they're getting it done. All you got to do to join them is call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.